চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ, জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ। সো টুডে উই আর রিডিং ফ্রম শ্রী চৈতন্য চৈতামৃত মধ্য লীলা চ্যাপ্টার 10 এন্টাইটেলড দ্য লর্ডস রিটার্ন টু জগন্নাথ পুরী। টুডে উই আর স্টার্টিং ফ্রম টেক্সট 24 অ্যান্ড গোয়িং অন টু 41। এই মত পুরুষোত্তম বাসী যতজন প্রভু এই মত পুরুষোত্তম বাসী যতজন কে মিলিতে সবার উৎকণ্ঠিত মন। ট্রান্সলেশন: Thus, all the residents of Jagannath Puri, which is also known as Purushottam, were very anxious to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again. Text 25. While all the residents of Jagannath Puri were thus anxious, the Lord returned from South India. Text 26. Yanandita haila shabakaraman sabe ashi harva bhome koila nivedan. Translation: Hearing of the Lord's return, everyone became very happy, and they all went to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and spoke to him as follows. Text 27. Tur shahid ama shabar karaho milan mar prasade pai prabhur charan. Translation: Please arrange for meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is only by your mercy that we can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Text 28. Bhattacharya kahe kali lishwar ghare প্রভু যাইবেন তাহা মিলাইব সবারে। ট্রান্সলেশন: দ্য ভট্টাচার্য রিপ্লাই টু দ্য পিপল, টুমোরো দ্য লর্ড উইল বি এট দ্য হাউস অফ কাশি মিশ্রা, আই শ্যাল অ্যারেঞ্জ ফর ইউ অল টু মিট হিম। 29. আর দিন মহাপ্রভু ভট্টাচার্যের সঙ্গে জগন্নাথ দর্শন কইল মহারঙ্গে। Translation: The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived and went with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya with great enthusiasm to see the temple of the Lord Jagannath. Text 30. Aprasad diya taha milila sevakana Mahaprabhu sabakare koila alingana. Translation: All the servants of Lord Jagannath delivered remnants of the Lord's food to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In return, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them all. Text 31. Darshana kori Mahaprabhu chalila bahare Bhattacharya anila tare Kashi Mishra ghare. Translation: After seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the temple. The Bhattacharya then took him to the house of Kashi Mishra. Text 33. Kashi Mishra ashi koila prabhur charane griha sahit atma khare koila nibedane. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at his house, Kashi Mishra immediately fell down at his lotus feet and surrendered himself and all his possessions. Text 33. Prabhu chatur bhuj murti tare dekhaila আত্মসাত করি তারে আলিঙ্গন কইলা। শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু দেন শোড কাশী মিশ্রা হিজ ফোর আর্ম ফর্ম, দেন অ্যাকসেপ্টিং হিম ফর হিজ সার্ভিস দ্য লর্ড এমব্রেসড হিম। টেক্সট 34. তবে মহাপ্রভু তাহা বসিলা আসনে কেউ দিকে বসিলা নিত্যানন্দ আদি ভক্তগণে। শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু নেক্সট স্যাট ডাউন এট দ্য প্লেস প্রিপেয়ার্ড ফর হিম, and all the devotees headed by Lord Nityananda Prabhu surrounded him. Text 35. Shukhi hoila dekhi Prabhu basar sangsthan jei bashay hoy Prabhur sarva samadhan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see his residential quarters in which all his necessities were taken care of. Text 36. Sarvabhauma kahe prabhu yogya tomar basha tomaya angikarak paro kashi mishrer asha. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "This place is just befitting you. Please accept it. It is the hope of Kashi Mishra that you do." Text 37. Prabhu kahe ei deho toma shabakar jei tumi kaho shei shammato amar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My body belongs to all of you. Therefore, I agree to whatever you say." Text 38. Tabe sarvabhauma prabhur dakshina pashe bashi vilayate lagaila shabha purushottam bashi. After this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, sitting at the right hand of the Lord, began to introduce all the inhabitants of Purushottam Jagannath Puri. Text 39. Esha baloka prabhu vaishani cha chale utkanthita hoyache sabatama milibare. The Bhattacharya said, "My dear Lord, all these people who are residents of Nilachal Jagannath Puri have been very anxious to meet you." Text 40. Trishtita chatok jaise kare hahakar taiche eshab shabe karangikar. Translation: in your absence, all these people have been exactly like thirsty chataka birds crying in disappointment. Kindly accept them. Text 41. Jagannath shevak jai namo janardan anavashare kare prabhur sriyanga shevan. Translation: Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya first introduced the Janardan, saying, "Here is Janardan, servant of Lord Jagannath. He renders service to the Lord when it is time to renovate his transcendental body." Purport: during Anavashar, after the Snan Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath is absent from the temple for 15 days. So he can be renovated. This occurs annually. Janardan, who is being heir introduced to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was rendering this service at the time. The renovation of Lord Jagannath is also known as Navajovana, which indicates that the Jagannath deity is being fully restored to youth.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, this we understand that Prabhupada said, when he was in Jaladut, he was regularly reading this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya is a source of his inspiration. Very enlightening. More read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And read it to the those who used to work in the boat, crew, like that. He is also Navajovan, mentioned Jagannath. We know Krishna is in Brahma Samhita said, Navajovan, what is this verse, anybody knows? He is always like a Navajovan. Jovan means youth. Just always like a young man. Even when he's 120 years old, he is called spiritual body. He has Lord's body. And it's not like others. It's such it ananda vigraha. You understand? But, and so it is a Navajovana Namcha, somewhere on sloka, I think. Angani jasya sakal indriya vittyanti, pasyanti panti kalanti, chiram jananti, ananda chimya, abhigyahasya, govinda vanti. There is another one, asitambuda sundaram angam. Somewhere, this Brahma is saying, Navajovanamcha, and Prabhupada said he is in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, maybe 120 years old at the time. He has got grandson. But he always looked like a 16 to 25 years person. So devotee associate with Krishna by serving They're taking prasad. They're talking of Krishna Katha, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime. These are all not defined. Krishna is Adhaya. Adhaitam Achyutam Anadi Anantarupam. He's Adhaya again, of course. So, he is absolute. So there is no difference between this, Krishna's dham, name, form, beauty, pastime. Serving Krishna is associated with Krishna. Like that. So, devotee also developed that quality, sort of. Though, to some extent, like he may be very old, but he doesn't look old. Like other outsider. Yes or no? Nobody says anything. Even silent. There's doubtful. That's a very good sign. Sorry, I have to tell the truth, what Prabhupada was saying. But look joyful and bright. That's a good sign, of course. If it's bright, face it. That means no anxiety, no tension. Bright face. And they are also jolly. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Prabhupada said, devotee at least must be in the mode of goodness. Always mental. The pure devotee comes to mode of pure goodness. Vishuddha Sattva. The other Devi is saying, as much as you are becoming free from lusty desire. How many of us free from lusty desire? Please don't mind. Please examine. How many is free from lusty desire? I don't desire. But lusty desire. Always think of where is pizza, where is pasta, where is ice cream? Where is honey? No, they ask, authority ask, you have to put on dress. Like a sannyasi, brahmachari. The truth must be told for the sake of the truth. It's better be as we are instead of, don't put on a face. Acting. No, he can't be overnight Prabhupada. He can't be overnight come to the free from three defects of the conditioned soul. Anybody is free from and not making mistake. Please raise hand. You are honest. We are honest. We have got hope. Is the conditioned soul. Prabhupada is not a conditioned soul. But we can gradually associate with Prabhupada by following his instruction. In toto, we also can come to that platform one day. Krome krome paise, bhava sindhu kul, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. Raghunath Das Goswami, when Raghunath Das wanted to become a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu overnight. And he's turned very rich. One of the richest men in Bengal and his family, only one son. About two brothers, Harinagarbha and Govardhan. Govardhan Majumdar, he said, Majumdar Govardhan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came with to see Shantipur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so much captivated. Why you want to become like this? Chaitanya was very pleased. He wanted to become like this. But he instructed him, don't be crazy. This is krome krome paise bhava sindhu. This is a gradual process. Overnight, don't tell I want to become like this. That, you qualify yourself. Then automatically you are. As Krishna says, so grihe thako, bane thako. Doesn't matter whether grihastha. If you can grihastha, see your wife, he is not object of your giving pleasure, sensual pleasure. Then you are also momachai. You are also almost like a old momachai means almost like a sannyasi. This is our institution. So we have to require sannyasi. You require momachai. It's a Kali Yuga, very difficult. History tell us. You have to face the truth. Why cover up everything? Learn from it. It's good, sometimes necessary. But at the same time, you should learn from the truth. Truth sometimes may be very harsh, very harsh. Maybe far from pleasant. Better to face it. And learn from it. Why not? That is intelligence. That is devotee. Overnight, you cannot expect. Now I give you the seed, give me a mango. Oh. And magician can do, maybe. They don't taste like real mango. And the tree gradually goes. That is, we see. Those are gradually coming up, Prabhupada says. Still, they are staying. But whoever has done a lot of service, Krishna will definitely reward them. And again, they will come. When they come to Godhead, in the lotus feet of Krishna. Coming, maybe gradually learning. So, he said, Trishito Chato Ogjeno. How eager he is. Very eager. If there is a good combination of the speaker and the audience, and he's listening, the result also follows accordingly. So there are five things in devotional service. I would say it's not much. Bhupa didn't write purport. So I'll tell you in general, devotional service. Adu, Sadha. This is also a science, bhakti tattva. Tattva means sometimes science, sometimes truth. Many meanings say, vadanti tattva tattva vidas tattvam jagyanam adyam. There is only one thing there, there is Krishna and nothing else. One thing, something else there, he always sometimes say afraid. Vayam ditya vinivesha. How much you have seen? That only Krishna is there in the form of energy of Krishna. And nothing else. Wherever you look, and this way you can see Krishna always. Depending on your adhikar or eligibility. Like that. So, it is a science. So, first, adu sraddha. One should be little. He has got, because of piety, he has got little interest to hear about Krishna katha. That is sravanam. Out of 84 items of devotional service limbs. Puska is my guru, Shiksha guru, from the Dham. Among them, 9 is important. Out of 9, first 2 is Sravanam, Kirtanam. If you nicely hear, a pure devotee like Prabhupada, then you can also Kirtanam, you can also glorify, you can also preach. And do that, these two good, then naturally, these two remind, and saranam come. Savanam, kirtanam, saranam, bandhanam. So all these 9, anybody can achieve with one even. But since we are not attached to this, we are not so much testing. So there is variety. Sometimes you may not like day and night, every day pizza. No. If something is routine. Or something like that. So there is variety. Without variety, this is unity in variety. This is our philosophy. Variety is the spice of life. That is ananda. In spiritual life also there is variety. The other groups there is now everything is one. We don't say. So there is variety there. That is why there is ananda. God is there, Krishna is there, his devotee is there, devotional service there, everybody is doing. Service there. He has his dham, he has his name, he has his address. Even Pogasu, you can give his phone number. What is this phone number? Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. The Pogasu chant, we are doing phone number, it's not working. Something must be wrong. Are you doing purely chanting? They are not purely. You have so many operas, you are committing. How many of us can tell? When I am chanting, my mind is not somewhere else. This is the common offense most of us do. If you ask him, what are you chanting? There is a sadhu say, you are chanting, but mind is roaming around where my attachment is. Beautiful garden, Nandan Kanan, I am enjoying that. No, that is not chanting. That is you becoming attached to enjoyment, subtle or gross. And you go back there, that is what Prabhupada said. Many of you are chanting, dancing, very good. But very few wants to go back to Godhead. Everybody wants to, Hari Bo, again come back here. Though again chanting, dancing, gross. Very few maybe. Maybe Jayananda Prabhupada said, maybe he has gone back. But I think he did not say, yes, he has gone back. He said, in a letter to head DVT, Rameshwar wrote Prabhupada letter and put in a letter both. I think, or I hope, this life will go back. If not, as I remember, anybody remind me, please. If not, at least he's got a very higher plan from there. Whatever he is lacking in Krishna consciousness, he'll complete it and when, and go back. So you can follow. Here is a good example. Who knows? There could be many other Jayananda there. But we may not recognize him. Prabhupada recognized him. Yeah, he was not in the limelight, of course. At that time, there were big shots there, ABC or whatever. Please forgive me. I mean, what I'm saying is, Prabhupada said, X, Y, Z, whatever you are. There is some reason why he said X, Y, Z. Again, he said, you are responsible. Okay, you decide this is the issue. But, you know, this is spiritual like this, not like this. But Prabhupada, no. Sometimes this happens, as the day goes, things little watered down. So you decide, but spiritual life is not there. Talk according to scripture. Best thing, Prabhupada said, if there is some issue, you discuss, you chant all together, and you'll find now they are doing this. Sachinanda Maharaj said, please let us do a lot of chanting together. Kirtanam, Kirtan Mela. And it's becoming very popular everywhere. Here is also Kirtan Mela, sometimes. And everybody likes it. Who doesn't like Kirtan? Everybody likes it. We can solve. But still, Prabhupada says, we cannot, what can I do? But this is material play. Meeting and passing law, and law remains. So many years goes all piled up. Resolution is there. But no solution, only devolution. So better chant. There was a better go and more chanting. So Sravanam, only Sravanam, otherwise somebody can achieve perfection. Maharaj Parikshit achieved perfection. Simply by Kirtanam, Sukadeva Goswami achieved perfection. And Prabhupada is described, this movement is simply Kirtanam. Basically, that means preaching Kirtanam, the Brihat Midanga. Writing is our, he's sitting there, Pundarik Prabhu, is so many books coming up. Maybe everybody has got special assignment. Prabhupada knows who is fit for what, you do this. And other thing, don't like. I worked with him for some time. Very nice. I worked with Mahanidhi Swami for some time. But now Mahanidhi Maharaj is always staying in Radhakund, I cannot. I'm not eligible. So, whatever Prabhupada says, you stay. Sravanam, Kirtanam, then Swaranam. Prahlad Maharaj, simply by remembering, he achieved perfection. Then others are there. Akura, maybe Bandhanam. Archanam, King Prithu. Bandhanam, Archanam, Bandhanam. Dasyam, Hanuman. Shakkam, Arjun. Atmanivedanam, Maharaj Ambarish or Boli Maharaj. Boli Maharaj. But Prabhupada asked us, one thing you cannot. You do all everything you do, and you see which one you can remain, absorb, so that easily you can become free from Maya. He knows different person, inclination, propensities like that. Oh, engage this service. It is a society. Here it's got head, hand, stomach, leg. He knows who is brahminically inclined. So do this service. He is like him, can make lot, he can amass and collect lots of bucks day and night. I don't want to say, Prabhupada used to say some of his disciples. His name is, he said, he is not, he is ex, I won't tell the name, money. not this, change his name like that. Just like a father jokingly say something, his son. So, but among all these things, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you see, at these five you can do nicely. What are these? Sadhu Sangha, good sadhu. Sadhu Sangha, Srimad Bhagavat, listening. And Diti, worship. Three, staying in the Dham. Of course, not Dham, then temple is nice temple. This is not defined from the Dham. And even from Goloka Vrindavan. Only later. And chanting the holy name of Krishna, asking with Krishna. Any of you, if not five, four, three, two, even one, you develop attachment, you make progress. This is why Adu Saddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Tata Bhajana Kriya, you're doing, then Anatta Nibbitti. As more and more you become free from Anatta, unwanted things, not unwanted in devotional service. You don't become nishta. Nishta means you don't talk. You become very serious. Regular coming to Mangala, regular class, regular chanting, dancing, everything what Prabhupada said. Basic thing. The moment basic thing change, Prabhupada said, then I am not responsible. What happens to you? Don't change the basic thing what I gave. Then you can ask ourselves, you like? Who doesn't like prasad? Who likes prasad? Please raise hand. Prasad? I have, no, many devotees came simply say, I asked, how you came? They said, well, everybody has got a history, how he came in bhakta. You ask everybody, he said, this way. Many said, I was very much attracted by prasad. Nobody likes prasad. So everybody likes, has got some taste in Krishna consciousness. But maybe it's not that high. Higher is Harikatha. I remember in this connection once, in Mayapur, Prabhupada was talking about Vrindavan and Rajavasis, Gopis, Rajavasis, and Krishna, those things, in his darshan room. I was sitting there, and another leader sitting there. Excuse me. Yeah. Prabhupada said, one will be top Vaishnava, he will become in the committee, this who will decide everything. This is a top Vaishnava. Anyway, I'm sitting. And as the time passes, more devotees coming, packed up. Prabhupada darshan. Then balcony packed up. He comes through the window, some peeping through, and trying to hear Prabhupada's katha, you know, tava katham mritam, like nectar. Who doesn't like everybody there? Other side balcony full up. Other more people coming. And this way time passes. It may be 11:30, 1 or 2 o'clock is again noon prasad. 9 o'clock passed long. And one guy forcing his way towards Prabhupada. Right? Don't disturb him. Who is disturbing? Who are you? Why are you disturbing? Prabhupada, I want to talk to you. Why? Talk to the leaders. No, unless I talk to you, I think it won't be solved. What is the problem? Prabhupada, 9 o'clock is breakfast. But breakfast time over, but I sent so many devotees didn't come, and as a result, I require pots. I have limited pots. And still, they are full. For the other devotees, they will come, they are not coming. Oh, I see, you mean to say they are here? Yes, Prabhupada. So you ask me to stop. They're eagerly listening. But I don't know, you know what. Then Prabhupada said, go, take it. Nobody wants to go. This is a good sign. Devotee is very eager, so much attached to hearing. Then even bodily necessities of eating and sleeping. Yeah? Very good sign. And here is the artist. He painting this, all this thing, and forgetting. Especially when teaching Chaitanya Chaitamita, they are writing, I think, 2 weeks. 2 months they were to finish. And day and night everybody is working. I think I had a letter from, I don't know, I said this thing, I had a letter from with the production manager of Naresh, the press then at that time, Radha Ballab. He sent a letter, Subhag, Das Brahmachari, please. Can you come back? Come here soon from there. I was in UK. Local devotee discouraged me. He said, don't go there, too much passion. And I said, no, I don't. I want to listen to what Prabhupada said. But Prabhupada is not, I have not come. Prabhupada asked me to transcribe my lecture, all I am giving, Bengali, English, and others, Bengali, especially Bengali one. And Sam Sundar sending me from a place called Bombay, Ganga, Akash Ganga, that means Milky Way stances. I also asked this word. Milky Way, I don't know what Prabhupada wants, the appropriate Bengali word I write. And he said, exactly, like much less gift, it just fits. Akash Ganga, Prabhupada said, right? Akash Ganga. Then he's coming through the sky. And he's to send Samsung. So, I have to open some. I am very busy. He said, I cannot tell all these things, so I don't like to disturb. Baba said, you can write direct to me. And another guy said, don't write. Who do you think you are? Don't write. Baba disturbing him. Like that. So, these things are there. But here he is always telling, Trishita, they are thirsty, they are very eager, anxious. This is one of the symptoms. Baba said, Goswami also said, one must be very, very eager, like a greedy, feeling separation from Krishna. There are many examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. And they are, of course, hasty, they have feeling separation and eager to see Krishna. It's Radharani's, of course. And they are Goswami says, it's called Laulam, Ekamulam. Laulam means very greedy, very anxious, very eager, extreme eagerness. In this connection, Prabhupada was telling one story. The once, one thief, he's saying how to get money, more, more, and gold, this, that. Well, suddenly, one day, he happened to be in some Harikatha. There he came to know about Krishna. He's a little boy, very beautiful, cowherd boy, but his mother dressed him with valuable jewels, pearls, all this. Oh, really? So where is Vrindavan? He heard all these things and trying to find out. So Baba said, one should be like that, very eager. How to find? And he's trying. One day, somehow or other, he came to Vrindavan. Where is Krishna? He's looking, found him. He's this boy. He said, yes, he has got so many ornaments and all these things. And jewels. And make friends, he went to him. Yes, Krishna, yes, yes. He started flattering. You look very beautiful in this chair. And he thought, by flattering, whatever he wants, he will get it, is it? By pleasing Krishna. But Krishna is the most intelligent. He knows what is in his mind. He said, can I take some of them? At some point, flattering, at some point. He proposed. Can I have some of them? He said, Oh no. My mother will be angry with me. Where is this all jewelry gone? Very angry. No, I cannot give it. Then what he can do? He's again with him. After a long time, because associating with Krishna, his heart changed. Krishna is within the heart, he is omniscient. Ishvara sarva bhutanam, hiddesho arjuna tishtati. Krishna is within the heart of everyone. Brahman sarva bhutanam, janta arjuna hanyanaya. Sarvasya chaham hidishanyavishta mattasati jnana bhavana. Within the heart, he knows what he is thinking, what is willing, desire, he could be. So at some point, after a long time, he said, okay, you can take some. Right. By that time, you become pure. Pure means, bhakti means, you become more and more pure by developing attachment to Krishna, hanging out to Krishna, and thereby, you become pure. Krishna is supremely pure. Para Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam. He is supremely pure. So we also become pure. Unless you are pure, how can you stay to Krishna consciousness? Others go away from Krishna consciousness. You may have some, well, say many come with some desire. Many. And if desire is fulfilled, he is not that much interested. And drifted away. But some still stays. He enjoys Krishna consciousness. He is joyful. Free from anxiety, free from all miseries. Then care for mukti. If he's doing pure devotion, he's not careful. He's getting so much spiritual bliss. All is going increasing. But it is the rarest of the rare to have a pure devotee. If pure devotion is Sudurlabha, six symptoms of pure devotion, sir. You do. One is Kleshagni, free from all misery. You can know how much you are free from misery. Kleshagni, Subhada, life become auspicious. Unless auspicious, why bright faces? Why prasanna? Brahma bhuta prasanna, he is always joyful. He is not in anxiety, not suchati, not confident. not hankering after too much. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prajita. If we do Bhakti Yoga, and Bhakti Mother Bhakti has got two sons. One is Gyan, one is Bodhaka. Automatically you have got Gyan. Who is God and what is my relation with Him? What to do according to relation? Then the devotional service. But may not be all loving service. That is Vaidhi Bhakti. It's like obligation. I am supposed to do it. It's my duty. But spontaneous love something different. That is not Vaidhi Bhakti. Raganu Bhakti. Oh, doesn't matter. I don't matter. 12 o'clock still, let us go. He has come? No. Other hand, let us go. More distribute book, distribute. They are always in the fire. So you want to please me? Let me please Krishna. Always distribute book. Become a preacher, because Krishna said, no one is so dear to me than one who preaches this. But you have to do at the same time also devotional service. Otherwise you may be drifted away from this path and are strong. Maya is so strong. Mama Maya Duratta. Topmost demigod, gate. Devotee sometimes become victim of Maya. There's a sometimes gate devotee say, I see you have got many defects. One is this, that you don't take Maya so seriously. It's true. Many of us don't take, oh, I am this, I am that. Oh, Maya can do it. But suddenly Maya says, oh, you think you are so strong? I'll test it. You become victim. Get topmost by demigod. Who do you think you are? Overnight you become like this? No, Baba. It's a gradual process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says like that. Gradual process. Krome krome paise bhava sindhuku. Gradually become free from material contamination. Become free from the clutches of the glitter of Maya. You won't get that much captivated. For that, you have to control your senses by engaging in Krishna's service. Sarva padhi vinirmuktam. Become free from false ego. I am this, I am that. And engage in Krishna's service by surrendering. Krishna is complete. He wants complete surrender. Not conditional surrender. Not with reservation. Not artificial or partial surrender. Yeah, yes, I am surrendered. So, talk on it. Yes, surrender. Krishna will reciprocate. Saranga saranagati haive jar. On his 6-point surrender point, he is complete. At once Krishna responds to his prayer. We can ask ourselves, what I am asking, I am always like, I like this, I like Krishna is fulfilling your spiritual desire. Our spiritual desire is always hankering after service. No material desire. This is the movement for making pure devotee of Krishna so that he can make many devotees. Of course, or many of our devotees, making so many devotees, no doubt. Nonsense, very good. But sometimes there is melancholy later. Maybe you lose him. Maybe, for some reason, maybe. Whatever may be the reason. I can tell various things. Maybe they are opera, we are not good sadhana, so many things. But still, ISKCON is going on. And it has to go, coming 10,000 years. So this is source of inspiration. Always, we cannot do it. And somebody will come, fill it for some. We should not think I am indispensable. No such thing called indispensable. We should not think I am indispensable. Without me, what will happen to the society? No, Baba. No, that is not the case. You don't think. Pope at all want to do it like, don't think. What will happen if I am not there? He still sent. Better be fortunate by doing your service best. That is called expert, one of the qualifications of a devotee. Expert is still there. Went to the dham, now he is here, another dham. Which year you are there in Mahapur? 74, 75, 77. And I am seeing you from 74, I think. They are very simple living. When I just came, I said, what is morning breakfast? I think you are very joyful. You may not have all these things, ice cream, this, that. What is that? Muri, rice puffy and good. Yes, sir. I said, this is breakfast? Yes. And Vrindavan? What is breakfast? Hey Baba, there is nothing there, khichdi. Noon time, again khichdi. Night time, no milk, again khichdi. After some time, bad stomach. I can't digest down the weak liver. Now you have to eat. No chapati? To Delhi, they stay just there. What do you want? I can't take 3 times khichdi, it's too much. Who was asking him, go back to Mayapur, Calcutta. I came to Mayapur, Calcutta. But I think we are very jolly. Maybe taking moody and good. But the early days are always sweet. Usually many devotees say. Then maybe so many things not there. In early days, sometime one red sock, one blue sock. And so many people laugh at devotee Sita, but also like that very much. Sometimes oversized dhoti and a shirt, this shirt, we have to fold it. People laugh at us, see, because we don't have personal clothing. All washed to the laundry. I'm taking in 1970 in London. And we go, everybody has his time, today you laundry man. Go. And dump in some boxes there, paper box. And who goes and they say, which one fits him? As far as that one going. And the blue sock one red sock. People laugh at, hey guy, who is that? People laugh at us. I remember even police station go. The police say, stop, what are you chanting? Obviously. Say, okay, we don't chant. They see our books. And books all sold in the police station. I remember, it's so many joyful days. We don't have money to buy vegetables. For Krishna's case, we find it still sometimes. The girls should go give some sweet to the sweet shop, sweet to the flower shop, and other shop. And say, can you give us something? They give, yeah, Hare Krishna mom. And go to vegetable market early in the morning. There is competition. I'm telling you, I don't see Pope, but I think much purple. With the early days, go to the market. And these fruit sellers, they say, there are others come, nuns come, monks come, you also Hare Krishna monk. Who come, first come, he will get all. So throw little bat, apple, tomato, and a lot of them, they reject all that. And we take all these things and bring back, cut the bad portion, other portion, cook, offer, and the devotee take. For Krishna's sake, you get something special, maybe, early days. And it's so joyful, devotees are so joyful. Sometimes, till 10 o'clock, we're doing chanting, dancing in the street. So just for prasad, we don't have to go for prasad. Stay in the park, one park, this park, phone, this park, stay, and prasad will come to you. You don't have to go for prasad in the temple. And hold again, for some time, may go somewhere to take shower, sometime may go to the temple. But again, come a whole day chanting and distributing. Chanting a holy name, small book. Back to Godhead. Few books are early days, I think. No much opulence. Even one day came to take our photo. We are making incense business, making money, powers. Kalke kannam boli. Isheke bhakta koreche. Dupanuba. He came, I said, who is this? I'm asking. Making packet of my, his name Rupananda Prabhu, it's old Prabhupada's devotee. Join early days. Yeah? He's taking a photo. Click, click. This is camera, very cheap. I said, this is not expensive. Don't have money, Baba. Why are you talking? Get money. Collect. Bring bucks. I am not good in collecting. You see, you're not pushing. You do chanting. So every day I go for chanting. Till 10 o'clock. Prasad comes back. At that time, listen, Prabhupada's lecture, Nectar of Devotion. And go at night, 10 o'clock, take quick shower. Take little Mahaprasad. Get up again, early in the morning. Take what, come to Mangalarti. Sometimes even have to guard the building. Because sometimes some people you distribute will take care of all their money. All his in the past. He has no money to go to, you know, go back to his house. I'm tricking them. I don't want to go detail all this thing, mesmerize more or less. You know Hare Krishna? Not your head. Yes, yes. Still till he nod his head, you go on saying, yes, yes. Then everything says, yes, you'll give some donation, you'll take this thing and eat it, yes. Yeah. And he act. Somebody is as a people going in the street, he act like that. Another, how to distribute, you try, do all these things. Now watch, how to do, no? Now go, let us see, who can distribute how much? And who can make more bucks? It helps, of course. Of course, Bhupat. Sometimes, but it's necessary. You have to. Some people can't bang at the door, give my money back. You tell them, we can fly. There's a mantra there inside. One day you'll see something fly. They are all these things. People cannot see all this mystic power. Is that? That guy after doing it, give back my money. Otherwise, break the glass for the window of the temple. So we have to, somehow or other, satisfy giving money to go back. This is England, yes. Birmingham, London, Glasgow, Edinburgh. So many places. Oh. Answer 5 to 9. Okay. I have to go 9 o'clock. Any question or comment? Sorry, this I don't see Prabhupada much powerful to say much. As I'm saying, Tithan could go to Tithan. He went to place a pilgrimage. Right? Sadhu goes to pilgrimage to make this place pure. Actually, place of pilgrimage. People go to take bath and dump in all their sin. So the sadhu goes to purify that place. And common people should, ideally, we should go, if at all, to place of pilgrimage, to hear Krishna Katha. Of which, distribute book, Prabhupada used to go to Kumbh Mela, not for taking bath, but more, he is chanting, dancing, devotees, and distribute book, distribute prasad. Still it is going on, every Kumbh Mela. Now he's coming. Big pandas, nice prasad. Very nice. Right? If you can provide such prasad, then people come. Prasad in mercy of the Lord. People take it. In that country, ISKCON. Very nice. So ISKCON has to go. We have got a great responsibility to all of us. Where in ISKCON, wherever you come from, doesn't matter. This has to go 10,000 years. We have got a great responsibility. So many places we have to preach. Some places very difficult. Say China or Muslim country. You take great risk of life sometimes. Prabhupada said, devotee will take dust of the feet of the Goda, which taking so much risk. It's not necessary everybody has to say top position this, that, but everyone has to become a pure devotee. Chaitanya, we used to have Kolabacha Siddhar. He just, any other, Pradyumna. Yeah, China, I went to Hong Kong. Tamal asked me, so can you go to China? I went to Hong Kong. Devotee said, Soma, you have to know little Chinese Mandarin. Little hard. Yeah. Ni hao ma? Hao? Xie xie. Mama, hoo hoo. I said this, stop. One guy said, no, mama, see, it's all right. Now, Mahapur, so many Chinese are coming. They want to settle down because they find in India so much freedom. But there they live like very under the grip of the government. You cannot say against government's voice. Here you can do anything like so much freedom. And you want to settle down. Mahapur, they say, a Russian village, huge area. There's so many buildings, Russian village. Now 60% of our ISKCON movement is the Russian or CIS. But Prabhupada said, those are the most materially strongest, hardcore Chinese. They will come last, but they will become very strong. Yeah. Who will become doctor? Last long. Chinese. To Hong Kong, I went. Yeah. I to go. He said, sure, learn a little more Chinese. This much I learned. When they come, group with Nrisimha Maharaj or others, Tamal Krishna's disciple, Then he asked to preach. They say something. In English he translated. He give class to them. Then I learned a little bit of it. What they are talking, huh? How are you? I said, Nihaoma. How? I'm all right. Something like, how means I'm okay. And I'm so-so. Not bad, not good. That is mama, hoo-hoo. One guy says, say, don't tell me, it's not good. Mama, hoo-hoo. I tell, how? And thank you, yes, yes. This much I know. Mandarin. Yeah? Yes. Now I am going more to Indonesia. Indonesia, Bali. Bali is the heaven they call. Kuta Beach, I saw the news Time magazine about Kuta Beach is getting dirty. So many, so all parts of the world they come there in that Bali. This is little pocket, small island, but it's heaven for the holiday, like tourists. Especially young girls, boys, there's so many coming from Australia holiday. They'll definitely go. Many sea beaches are there. If you go, they distribute book. I ask them, go and distribute book. We have to soon leave. Time is, it's high time, I should leave. So please, thank you very much for your association and allowing me to serve Prabhupada. Last time also I came, some 5 years back. Every year I can come, but I have got other commitment. Sometimes I come, but I like it here. Like Australia, you have got many. 90s I used to go to Australia more, now not that much, once, right? And it's a new Govardhan, but it's not flat like my office here. Here I better, I don't go up and down, difficult, unless there's car. So like very nice, nice devotee, bright face, joyful, nice prasad, very good. I like, appreciate. Very nice, it is developing, seems like. Last time I came, staying in Sadaputra's room, and small little, beggar cannot be chooser, so I'm happy. But here is better now, Krishna is providing. Devotee in charge is providing, I appreciate that. Other country, Bangladesh, regular. Go back to Bangladesh. Burma went few times, but a few times. Malaysia also, previously went quite a few times, but collecting money for Bangladesh poor. Singapore, regular. Every year going to Singapore. Singapore, they say called New York of the East. But I think life is not like New York. It's almost like very artificial life, like a machine, day and night work. But I think Australia, like, is take it easy, not panic around them. Very opulent country. Canada and Australia. Canada, Australia and America, I find these three countries some similarity. From India to go to Europe, a lot of difference. Then Europe to these three countries, either Canada, Australia or America, a lot of difference. Big road, affluence, something like that. So can I take leave? So we finish with this eagerness, feeling separation. That is our, one famous sloka is when Krishna went to Mathura, the Radharani feeling separation. His famous sloka, which Madhavendra Guru used to quote, how to develop separation, you should meditate on this verse, saying, Radharani is saying, Hey, Din Oi, Dina, Dayadra Natha, O Lord of the Most Humble, Dina Dayadra Natha. Hey, Mathura Natha, who Lord of Mathura now. He is not Lord of Vrindavan, he is going to be, and you are the most attractive person between the Mathura residents. Kadavalokkose, when I will get your darshan, when you will make your appearance here in Vrindavan. Hidayam tadaloko kataram. I am feeling restless. My heart has become unsteady. Not steady, restless become. Why? Because of Brahmati. My mind has become turbulent because feeling separation from me. Kim karam yaham? What shall I do now? I don't know how to become, make my mind steady. Please, please help me. Like that. You should meditate on this. How to feel separation and serve Krishna in that mode. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, that is Gopi's mood, that is all the Goswami were taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada tell last. If you want to make advancement, develop this mood of Radha. Otherwise, you are doing as an obligation. You have to come to Mangalati and run. Not like that. As an obligation, but spontaneous. Feeling separation. Then we forget our food. Nidra, haru, vijitu. We can conquer our bodily conception, all of these things. Bodily demand. I have to go to sleep now. I have to go to eat now. I'm feeling hungry. Then we forget hunger. Forget sleeping, all these things. That is advancement. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. We look forward. And when the day comes, Rabbi Habibalo Sedi Nama, when the day comes, oh Lord, my dirty mind, all these things, very nice. That song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very nice. He was talking, discussing with Achyutananda last night, and he was in ecstasy. I said, you translated that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books, Prabhupada told you. Yes. Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your hospitality. I look forward to see you again.
Yes.
When Krishna permits me, time permits. Hare Krishna, you can do that. Hare Krishna, may Lord bless you. Go Nitai, Krishna Balaram. What's your name, Radha? Radha Shyam Sundar, like Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.